The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3270. Following up on news from earlier this week as far as the rescheduling of various Disney movies, including, of course, Star Wars movies, we're going to take a look at our upcoming Star Wars movie, reset the calendar, and see where we stand, especially also within light of the ongoing writer's strike. Punch it! Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So part of this conversation depends on a crucial question to which we don't have the answer to, but we can kind of figure out how to work around it. That is whether Steven Knight of Peaky Blinders fame, who is working on the script for the new Jedi Order movie that would feature Daisy Ridley returning to the role of Rey Skywalker, whether he was able to turn in a script prior to the end of the writer's strike, or the start of the writer's strike, listen to me, the start of the writer's strike in May. If he did, well then, you know, good for everybody involved. That certainly makes things a lot easier for the production side of things. If not, well, that may be okay too. As we've talked about in looking at the Force Awakens calendar, which is what helped us think about these things, there was ample amount of time for a writer's strike to happen and still have the script be finished and go into production. Basically, looking at the Force Awakens timeline, it would be January of 2024 that a script would have to be in place to meet a December 2025 release. However, with the juggling around of the Disney schedule, now there is a Star Wars movie happening in May of 2026 instead of December of 2025. That means that they've got until June of 2024, so they've got a whole year before they have to get that script finished. Meanwhile, regardless of whether the script was finished, what we know about it from Hollywood Trades reporting is that Damon Lindelof and Justin Britt Gibson had been working on the script, and then they exited the project, and then it was handed to Steven Knight to work on. So basically, a similar kind of situation from what we had with, say, The Force Awakens with Michael Arndt. And he's developing it, and then he exits, and then JJ and Larry Kasdan take over. But despite all of that, the pre-production folks, all the concept art folks, all the art design and production design and costume design, like all of those folks can start creating concept artwork. To look back at The Force Awakens again, it was January 2013 when the concept department, the art department, really started ramping up. So they got to work for a whole year while the script was getting developed. And so we have kind of a similar situation here where they could well have been at work in January of 2023, maybe February at the latest. And it's hard to imagine a world where even if Steven Knight didn't turn in a script, where Lucasfilm wouldn't have said, hey, give us what you got right now, so that way, you know, once the strike goes on, we can at least look at the work that you've done and have our art departments working on concepts in the meantime, because they're not on strike. So they're going to be well on their way, and that's not really going to be a thing that slows down the production of the movie in any particular fashion, unless the writer's strike goes on for a super long time, and when they get back to it, they tear the thing up and start over again. Like, something like that could happen, I suppose, but it doesn't seem like the likeliest scenario. Now, once they get a completed script with The Force Awakens again as our guide, it was 4 months later that they started principal photography. So if we have until June of 2024 to get a completed script for this thing and still meet the May 2026 release date, then that means July, August, September, October. That means they would start filming no later than October of 2024. Force Awakens principal photography went from May until November. So it was like, what is that, 5 months? June, July, August, September, October, November. No, 6 months. Listen to me. Anyway, so if they film October of 24, then they'll be done by April of 25, going to post-production. And not long after that, whoever is going to be writing the score for this new movie, because it won't be John Williams. He has said that he is done with Star Wars, and more's the pity for us, but what an incredible run it was. But whoever it's going to be will be working on that score probably starting in June of 2025, and then we'll be in post-production all the way up until that May 22nd, 2026 premiere date. A couple of notes about this whole situation. First of all, it seems like this isn't necessarily a Lucasfilm thing. This seems like it's a Disney scheduling thing, because the Avatar movie was supposed to be coming out in December of 2024, and it's apparently not, whatever is happening with that. So they moved that one to December of 2025, basically decided to kick Lucasfilm out of that spot, and, you know, hey, why not give them 5 more months anyway? The other question, of course, is how long the writer's strike will actually go on. We're in the 7th week of the strike right now, and just looking back at history, the longest writer's strike was 22 weeks long. That was back in 1988, and I remember seeing reports early on from the initial onset of the strike where they were quoting anonymous studio executives saying it was going to be not as bad as that strike, but worse than the 2007-2008 strike, which was, I believe, 14 weeks, if I'm not terribly mistaken. So they're anticipating it being somewhere within that. And yet, according to everything that I'm seeing from the writers on Twitter and other social media and whatnot, it doesn't sound like there's been any movement whatsoever. No negotiations happening, nobody coming to the table, nothing at all. And that definitely doesn't bode well for things ending sooner rather than later. But again, based on timing, this writer's strike could go on for quite a while, and it wouldn't necessarily jeopardize the production of the Star Wars movie. Really, it's Mandalorian Season 4. I think that's at the greatest level of jeopardy at this point, as well as Andor Season 2. And so that's what I've got for you about resetting our timer for the Star Wars movie that's upcoming in May of 2026, and that's going to do it for this episode of the podcast. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
Star Wars 7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.